Holy Ghost will fill you. See, they even got a false Holy Ghost baptism. Praying in tongues, talking in tongues, shouting and jumping. And it's all a delusion. You got to be expunged from that false baptism so you can come to Jesus. See, you're not going to get a wrong depiction of God and have the right Holy Ghost baptism. You say, well, they got the Holy Ghost, but no, they got a Holy Ghost. But it ain't holy. They got an unholy Holy Ghost. There are three that bear witness in heaven, and these three are unified. These three are one. They're not the same, but they're unified. What's the unity shown forth in? God the Father is the one that governs the Godhead. God the Son does the will of the Father, and the Holy Ghost provides the power to bring it to pass. So God plans, Jesus speaks, the Holy Ghost performs. When Jesus says it, the Holy Ghost provides the power to make it happen. So all of them operate like a fine-tuned clock together. They never have any disparity because God the Father is the governor of the Godhead. They never operate outside of his will. It's a eternal family in manifestation. And the earthly family, a family in your home, is a reflection of the eternal family that governs the universe. This thing is not hard to understand. You have to try to mess this up. But what happens? You intersperse a demon who tries to skew that which is practical and normal, and it'll have you in all this weird thinking about God, and you don't even understand it yourself. Yeah. They'll just end it with, well, God is three and these three are one. It's a great mystery none of us understand, but we just accept it by faith. That ain't good enough. I need to understand it. I need to know what's going on. And God can show it to you if you let him. He says, but my Father only, letting you know, I don't know. The angels don't know. But my Father knows. If Jesus is the Father and only the Father knows, why doesn't Jesus know? But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be you also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Just when you think he's not coming, he's coming. What will govern these people? Peace and safety. We are all right now. We finally got it. And he says, now swift destruction comes because you thought not. You finally thought you had a utopian society where everything's going to be all right by and by. What's governing this whole world? Deception. What's the earmark of this whole deceptive move of the devil? Luke chapter 17, verse 24. Luke 17, verse 24. For as the lightning that lightens out of the one part under heaven shines into the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Just like Jesus was rejected when he walked the earth physically, the church must be rejected as we live through this generation physically. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom and rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, and that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Don't go back. When it's time to be extracted and leave, don't go back to where the afterbirth is trying to save nobody. Get out of here. When you got the final decree from heaven that God is wrapping this up, run for your life. That's for the church as he ends the Gentile church age, and for the Israelites as he deals with those end time Jews and gets that remnant out of them. Don't go back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinded together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So you see a replication of Matthew 24 again in Luke 17. He's trying to tell us something. Something is going down. Something is happening. The devil is replicating the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Marrying and giving in marriage in Noah's day, they were not just marrying men and women. They were marrying fallen angels. Genesis chapter 6. Creating what we know as Nephilim, the fallen ones. An amalgamation, a hybrid of angel and human. Giants, they were called in those days. Goliath of Gath carried the DNA and the genetic makeup of the giants. They were still interspersed in the bloodline of man. This is what we war against. We war against these amalgamated beings, these creatures that were drowned in the flood. He drowned them. Why did he have to flood the planet? He had to get that water high enough to drown giants. And they still were around in the DNA level. He still were around on earth even after, because the Bible says the giants were there then and thereafter. Another eruption of them. These creatures that nobody would believe in. Science fiction writers couldn't believe it. You've got ancient texts and other civilizations like writings about Gilgamesh, a story about a giant. All this stuff is real. The devil interspersed himself in the genetic makeup of man. So one of the signs of the end is when you see humans taking on this weird character of something other than human. Appetites that are not germane to human. Animalistic appetites that just don't make sense what's to be happening. Lady arrested the other day, I think in Florida or Texas somewhere, having sex with a dog. That's bestiality. Why did God keep addressing this kind of stuff in the Bible? Deuteronomy and Numbers and other scriptures about not to lie with a beast like you would with a human. Why is he addressing that? Why would a person get an appetite to want to be with a dog? Is something happening to people that's strange? Oral sex is not normal. Why would you be lapping up feces and urine and body excrement from a human being? You're taking on a canine spirit. You're becoming a dog in your appetites. Where are these appetites coming from that are subhuman and inhuman? They're coming from the interspersion of these demons into human character. And humans are losing the ability to maintain human appetites and human desires. Something is happening. They're amalgamating themselves in. They're lowering what? The inhibitions. See, as he lowers inhibitions, you're not going to stand up against the devil's intrusion. He'll say, try this, try that. You get drunk and smoke the dope and you're trying stuff you never would try in your right mind. Then you look around. And you see the days of Lot. What was the sign on the days of Lot? Genesis 19. Rampant, radical, vicious, militant homosexuality. Well, if you come into the city, they sodomize you against your will. They didn't ask those angels when they came into Sodom about being sodomized. Bring them out here that we might know them. The word know there is bring them out that we might have intercourse with them to make of them what we are. So the devil's trying to do what? He's trying to create a transference of spirits to make people into what he is. Who is the devil? What is the devil? You'll find him outlined and depicted in Genesis chapter 14. Look at this. Genesis 14, a type of the devil in the Bible, seen right here. Genesis 14, verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, talking about Abram after a battle. After his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba.
which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into the hand. And he gave him tithes of all. So he delivered his enemies into thy hand, and he gave them tithes. He gave them tithes, or a tenth of everything that he captured. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. In other words, don't give me 10%. Give me the souls of the people. Here's Satan. He is the king of Sodom. The devil rules over Sodomites. The devil must make the earth a Sodomite colony to rule it. That's why he's perverting everybody. That's why the transgender mess is everywhere. That's why they want to legalize homosexual marriages and tolerate lesbians. This is why Ellen DeGeneres is on your TV every day telling jokes and worth $40 million now telling jokes as a lesbian. This is why Oprah stands with homosexuals and lesbians. This is why the White House for the last 8 years has supported and put forth homosexuality and lesbianism as valid. Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see Shepard Smith is a homosexual on Fox News? Anderson Cooper is a homosexual. Don Lemon is a homosexual. As they bathe you and they marinate you in indoctrination, making these people normal, friendly, just like you are. Homosexual couple living next door. Got your mail for you when went out of town. Fed your dog for you. Kept your dog for you. They're friendly. They're nice people. They won't hurt anybody. But you bring those angels into Sodom. Bring them out that we might know. That's the real them. They can't procreate. They can't have kids. They must indoctrinate and enlist people. They're after your boy. They're after your girl in elementary school. To make them believe it's normal. Can't you see what they're doing in the elementary school and middle school systems? This is normal. Johnny has two daddies. Johnny has two moms. There's nothing wrong with this. Accept, tolerate diversity. They're making homosexuality just like being black. You're prejudiced. You're discriminating. They're trying to make sin the same thing as being black. You can't help being black. You can stop being a homosexual at your discretion. How? Repent. Confess your sins to God and have God expunge the sin from your soul. You can't expunge black from nobody. Too many people have been delivered from homosexual spirits for me to be telling a lie.
That's right.
You got homosexuals that are married now with kids, married to the opposite gender and happy. Because they went to God hardcore to get delivered. They didn't tolerate the demon anymore. They turned on the demon. A lot of folk dragging the churches to find another homosexual and pretend they're saved. Lost, never saved, not born again, pretending all the way to the pit. What can you do about it? Nothing. Because they have done what? Deceived themselves. You can make a fool out of yourself. What's our protection from this invasion? The devil's plan for the world is a very simple plan. He wants to turn the world into a totally demon-possessed Sodomite colony. Totally demon-possessed, demon-managed, demon-run Sodomite colony with no resistance to him. And guess what? God's going to give it to him at the end, right before he burns it up. The devil's going to believe, I finally expunged that which was holding me back. The rapture will remove the barrier, and he'll believe, I got it. When he sees God turn to Israel to bring in that seed, that root, he's going to begin to flex on Israel and bring in armies to stand against them to destroy them, because he's trying to stop God from collecting a remnant from the Israelites. He's trying to create a Sodomite colony, perverse people, transgender, some type of androgen, an androgynous person that has no sexual identity, bisexual. I'll be with anything. Look how many people in the entertainment industry come out as bisexuals. They like women and men. I'll be with a woman too. Nicki Minaj signing women's breasts.
doing lap dances with people on stage and their women with their mouth open with Nicki Minaj hunching over them like a dog in a thong. As the girls let her know, Nicki, I will taste of you. I will perform oral sex on you. I like women. I was at we was at IHOP yesterday, Tim and I. Thug Life girl sitting there with another woman with her three kids in a cap and a t-shirt and some old baggy pants. The Thug Life girl was the man with her family. Got this girl and her three kids acting like you her man walking through the IHOP as a thug. That's everywhere. Somebody said, why would a woman who hates man go and get a woman that looks like a man? That's the devil's mind, because the devil knows that male and female is a valid image of God, so he gets a pseudo image by getting a thug woman to look like a man to get with a woman that's supposed to be feminine, and both of them women. Full of estrogen, both of them are full of eggs, walking down the street hand in hand. Two guys with a penis talking about we're married, walking, both of them full of seed. Can't nobody have a baby. Crazy. Sin. It's rebellion against the image of God. They hate God, so they become the antithesis of what God created. I hate him so much, I'm going to stand against what he made me and tell you I've been born this way. Okay, you've been born this way, you better be born again. If you were born with a demon in you, you need to be born again to get the demon out of you. It's a demon. That's what the church don't want to deal with. Religious folk don't like discussions about demons because they're full of them themselves, religious demons. All of those things stand together as a net knit together in an entourage. They have variations of appointed authority. If you get a chance, go to YouTube, listen to the tape by Derek Prince entitled Demon Gangs. Demon Gangs will tell you about how demons come together as gangs. They operate in entourages. The unclean spirit goes out of a man. He goes to get seven other gang members and brings them back to the house. We're up against a metaphysical war. You know what we need to do? You need to fast and pray until the veil that separates you from the metaphysical world is breached and you go hand-to-hand combat with the metaphysical beings. Stop trying to run from the fight. You got to purify your heart, purify your soul. Stop trying to accommodate them. Stop trying to hang out with them and accommodate this junk they put forth. Why are you listening to their music? Why are you trying to read their garbage? Why are you trying to feed on the demons and fight the demons? You're damning your soul. You're feeding on the devil's stuff, talking about you're a Christian fighting him. He gonna tear you limb from limb. Who cares about the garbage from this world trying to even understand it? What fool would try to understand the entertainment and the systems of this world at a time like this? You better sanctify yourself with God, get yourself purged and filled with the Holy Ghost to be holy enough to stand against that which is unholy. We war against the demons, the fallen angels, and Satan. Satan's image for the world, his plan for the world, is to make the world a demon-possessed sodomite colony. That's what he's trying to get put together. He's knitting it together like a needle, pulling thread through a quilt. And he's going to have this thing set up, and folks are going to fall prey to it, deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves. What's our protection against the devil? Very simply, the word of God. The word of God. Make the word of God everything to you. Yes. Now, here's what you got to understand about the word of God. The word of God is twofold. The word for the word in the Bible is not the same. You've got two different words. Look at John chapter 1. The Gospel of John chapter 1. We'll wrap it up here. John chapter 1, what does he say here? How does it start off?
In the beginning was the Word.
Everybody's memorized that one, man. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
So you see now, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And later on it says, then the Word became flesh. That word for word is the Greek word logos. Logos. Logos means intellect. It means the completeness, the totality of. It's the mind of God. The very essence of God is eternal. That's a person. Jesus is the Logos. He is the Word of God, sitting on a throne beside his Father in heaven eternally. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. The Logos was with God the Father, and the Logos himself was God. That's Jesus. That's a person. Jesus could walk in here right now and sit right here in his chair. He's a person. The Logos. So you have to actually focus on Jesus, the Logos. You got to deal with him as a person to anchor your soul. You got to have an introduction to him by the Holy Ghost. Yield to him and accept him as your Savior. So you just got to focus on just him as a person, not religious affiliation, not denominational membership, not being with a bunch of other folks, not anything but Jesus, the Logos, yes. The settled Word of God made flesh to save me, yes, from my sins and nobody else. Now, I don't know about nobody else. Right. He saved me from my sins, and I put all my faith and trust in his finished work on the cross to save me. Yes. Logos, the finished Word of God. Now, as you live on earth, the Logos takes on the responsibility of leading you through this failed human tragedy to take you home where he is. How does he do that? He has to lead you by what? His Spirit. And how does he do that? He does it by talking to you. If you can't hear him, he can't lead you. My sheep do what? Hear my voice. So here we step out now of the concrete into the abstract leading of the Holy Ghost. This is where people get scared. I can't tell you what he told you, because it must be a personal interaction with an intimate relationship that you have established with the Logos. That's what's going to sign off on your salvation. The sheep will hear him and move to where he says to move to avoid tragedy, to avoid deception. He's leading you. So you don't fall prey to the devil's what? Snares, tricks, deceptions. So the word Logos must give you a personal word to lead you. Without you able to hear him, he can't lead you. Look at Matthew chapter 4. If you don't understand these distinctions about the word, you won't understand what you just got into. Matthew chapter 4, remember when Jesus is tempted after he had been fasting for 40 days and night in the wilderness? The devil came to him. Look what he says. The devil came to him. The tempter came in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 4. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word for word there is not Logos. It's Rhema. What is Rhema? Rhema is spoken words. That's how he leads you. He got to be able to talk to you. And you got to believe what he says, which will give you what? Faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the Logos speaking the Rhema of God. So he got to be able to talk to you. But guess what? Most Christians don't spend the time to condition themselves to hear. So they just join churches and sit up and follow the pack. Yes. You can't hear. How can you say that you're a sheep and you can't hear the shepherd? Historically, shepherds don't lead their flock by driving them. You know how they lead the flock? The sheep know the shepherd's voice. He'll whistle, woo, 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 make a sound, and go, go. They'll follow the shepherd. That's how they led him in the Middle East. The shepherd was leading the flock because the flock knew the shepherd's voice. He stayed in the field with them so long that they got used to his voice. Little Jeremiah, he'll play with you. He'll run around with you. That's our little grandson. He'll have a good time. He'll be around people. He'll laugh with you, joke with you. But when his mama come in the room, he drop everything he's doing.
Right, literally.
And go right to him. I hope he not holding some glass because he's going to drop it. When they see that mama, boy, he break off everything. Go right to his mama. Because the sheep know that shepherd. He know his mama. And when they see their mama, all bets are off now. Because all y'all fade to black. That's my mama. And that's how it is with Jesus. You can be fooling around with a lot of folk, but when Jesus is around, hey, I'm sorry, I ain't got time. You got to have a rhema word. Most folk don't never get a rhema word. They just sit around here and preaching all day. But then what he told you to do? What did the Lord tell you to do? That was Peter's problem, worrying about John. Well, what about him? You do what I told you to do. I can't hear you. How you going to make it out of here alive? If you can't even hear the voice of the shepherd, joining a church, sitting up in some kind of a stupid theater style scene and listening to messages, and you can't even hear the voice of the shepherd. Because no matter what that church does, you might have to be in Hackensack, New Jersey, according to the shepherd, to do something for him. But you following the pack, trying to be a part of a ministry or a pack of folks. You don't hear a rhema word because you haven't sat quietly in fasting and prayer, cultivating hearing. Your soul got to be still. You got to be quiet to hear.
Yes.
You can't hear while you're talking.
Yes.
You can hear when you're caught up. The Bible says, caught up in the affairs and the cares of this life, choking off the word, it becomes unfruitful. You can't even hear what to do. How can you know what to do when you can't hear what to do? And you think church membership and religious affiliation is somehow operating with Jesus. Can you hear? Because in the devil's menagerie, in the devil's matrix, he's got so much stuff billowing all day, he's trying to make you unable to hear. You just listen to so much junk. That's why every day I put my earbuds in, I put my praise and worship on, I listen to the ministers I know are valid to feed my spirit. So I'm listening all day. I'm quiet. And the music is playing. I'm really quiet because you can really just meditate on the Lord and be listening to the soft words of the shepherd showing you things. How do I know what I'm preaching right now? Because I sit and I listen. You listen. I'm not somebody that knows a bunch of stuff. I just listen to him who does know everything. You listen to get directions for you.
Amen.
Because everybody's directions are not the same.
That's right.
There is no cloning in God. You don't know anything about God. He tells you nothing. You don't know what you're doing or where you're going in God. And yet you're trying to sign off on here and ram him. Mm-hmm. This ain't going to work, man.
That's right.
This right here can fabricate your soul to hear ram him. This can be the Holy Ghost right now fine tuning you to change you. But you got to still be told what to do for you. He wants you to move to Argentina. You need to be on the next plane out of here. That's why there's no holes on people in church. There's no bondage because nobody knows what he told you to do. If he told you to do it, it will be fruitful and you'll multiply in it because he told you to do it. Logos and rhema are not the same thing. Logos is the person. Rhema is what the person says. And faith comes by rhema. He got to tell it to you. And you got to be able to hear it and receive it. That's how you get saved. You're not going to get saved until the rhema word comes and talks to you and drops it down in you and you respond to it. You can have altar calls from now to doom day and nobody got saved because they didn't receive a rhema. Now you'll find logos and rhema overlapping sometimes. You'll find Jesus sitting ex-cathedra in a vessel speaking rhema to you. And you can walk responding to that rhema that came forth to be saved. But you got to have a receptive heart. You got to have a repentant heart. You got to be able to hear and then confess with your mouth and believe in your heart to be saved. Rhema is the power words of God is spoken out of Jesus' mouth. You pray trying to get a rhema to be spoken from Jesus and the answer. What good is praying with no answer? I can pray for sickness all day long. But if Jesus don't speak a rhema, they can't be healed.
So you're praying, saying, God, heal this person. God, have mercy. God, hopefully the Son of God will say, according to your word, be it done unto that person. And a rhema is released, and it's instantaneous healing there. You got to have the power of a rhema, a spoken word from the lips of Jesus' mouth. I'm trying to get him to say something, talk, speak up loud and clear. I'll do what you say. You know what's going to get you in? The obedience of faith. I didn't just believe what you said. I obeyed what you said. You are saved by the obedience of faith. Man, you got to respond to rhema words coming from Jesus to get out of this devil's matrix. It's a sodomite colony. A perverse sodomite colony is being raised up to keep the human race enslaved. Most folk ain't going to come to the real gospel because they're not going to want to pay the price of being ostracized by the world. Rhema words will begin to separate you. When you can hear God and other folks can't, everybody else is going right and God told you go left. They're going in, God said, no, go out. Everybody's going down, God says, come up. Notice how the world operates in the status quo and the collective thinking of the world. So I don't like Donald Trump. I'm not saying he's a Christian or saved or anything, but he's not in alignment with what they think like and what they say he should be like. That's not presidential according to whom? Who made the rules I'm supposed to play by? I march to the beat of another drummer. While that world's foot is hitting right, your foot should be left. When they step right, your foot should be stepping left. They're going south, you're headed north. I'm contrary to you. I fit into nothing that you put up. Anything you believe, I believe the opposite of it. Anything that's right to you is wrong for me. Anything wrong for you is right for me. I'm not one of you. I'm not from this world. And they despise Jesus for this. You know, the Pharisees and the head Sadducees hated about Jesus, he could hear God talk to him. I must go to Gadara. Why didn't the Holy Ghost told him? I must go to Capernaum. Instructions. If you can't hear him, how can you walk in his will? How do you even know his will? You got too much noise. Too much noise going on. You better learn to sit down like Martha, like Mary did at his feet. And receive the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. Because what's going to be imperative at the end of time is the ability to hear. Can you personally hear? Not hang around other people that can hear because that won't get you in. You try to follow somebody that's hearing, you can be out of the will of God following them because he didn't tell you to go with them. Well, the Lord is leading me to go to Denmark. Well, I'll just go with you. No, you're not supposed to go to Denmark, man. You're supposed to be in Afghanistan. You're a rebel against God's word and will because you're trying to follow somebody else on the physical, visible plane. Satan and his plan for the world is to establish a sodomite colony built on people who cannot hear God speak and don't know him. And the only thing you can do when you can't hear God is to set up institutionalized religion in order to mimic hearing God and pretend that this institutionalized formal religious setting is somehow representative of God when it has nothing to do with him because nobody in here can hear. The Pope don't hear from God while claiming to speak for God because God ain't gonna tell you to pray to Mary. How you know the Pope don't hear God? Because God wouldn't tell you to pray to Mary. No idolater can enter in. Every idolater goes to hell. Praying to Mary is idolatry. You see how that goes against the grain of the world? They won't like you for saying that. Mother Teresa is a humble servant of the Lord. She prayed to Mary, who was really a Semiramis, the wife of Nimrod. Setting up the worship of what the Bible called the Queen of Heaven. You ever read in the Bible they worship the Queen of Heaven? That's how the devil creates sodomite colonies. He turns God into feminine character and everybody gets a feminine heart. And you get no men who will step up to the plate to war against the devil for God because they've been effeminized and castrated. All the young women walking around running while there's no men to marry because they've been effeminized. They've been castrated by fornication. They don't serve and honor the female form. They bow down and worship it through fornication until you become dominated over them. Now they got no guts and no stamina to stand up and represent anything. They've been emaciated, emasculated, castrated, and made into women. They got no gonads. In other words, they're ball free. Ballless. No scrotum, no testosterone. No testosterone, no masculine character, no heart, no guts, no bravery, no nobility, no valor. Gutted. They're out hitting them all. Hey, baby, what's your name, baby? Hey, where you from, girl? You look good, girl. Hair draped down the back, two earrings on, covered in tattoo. Hey, girl, you from around here somewhere? Girl, you looking smooth, man. Hey, I need to get next to you, baby. I need to hook up. Gutless punk, nothing, a dried up runt trying to rap to somebody looking like a fool. You going to take this dude home to your mama? Your mama liable to cuss you out if she ain't safe. They'll be bringing this thing around, this coon around my table. Like Whitney used to call the guy a coon in that movie, Sparkle. Why you bringing a coon up here to the dinner table? I raised you better than this. And all these sharp young women, like this young lady right here, settling for these drags. I won't be seen on the street with some of these guys. I'm settling for this thing. Pants down to a knee, 28 years old drag, some tennis shoes on, some Nikes, some Air Jordan, and a t-shirt and a backwards cap. Then my woman. Girl, sharp as a tack, laid out, nice suit on, hair done up, makeup done up. This my man. He's standing there with his chest sunk in, looking like Elmer Fudd. This my woman. Thank you. Man, you with this? A woman has come to this. This is a representation of who you are submitted to, complimenting, supplementing. You're proud of your man. This is a disgrace before the devil and God. The devil's ashamed of this dude. That's bad. You got to get back to God to get an identity, to get free, to receive a rhema word, to walk contrary to everything the devil does. The plan for this world coming from the devil is to set up an emaciated sodomite colony built on the back of effeminized men and masculinized women. Stumbling around in high heels and stilettos, ruling the world. Who rules the world? Beyonce said, girls. And they look at these dried up dudes they hang around with. Look at them. Look at Lil Wayne. Look at Future. Look at Drake. Drake ain't nothing but a big old 240-pound girl. Running around trying to be with every woman he can. He running from Jennifer Lopez to Serena to Rihanna to he a girl. Got no roots, got no real identity, no commitment, no relationship, no nothing. Just a big gal running around looking silly. Man, at some point, you don't want to be delivered from this present evil world. Get to God, get your identity back, become a human being again, and serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. The devil, a sodomite colony. 8 years in the White House, you saw him set it up right before your very eyes. All these folk talking about a black president. You don't see this in front of you. You proud of this? You proud of this? The White House bathed in the colors of the rainbow to celebrate homosexual marriages. You proud of this? Are you crazy? What kind of man are you? And still trying to walk around proud of it like it was some big deal. And doing the thing for black people, they were helping the gay agenda. Man, at some point, man, you ought to be a joker just saying, look, as a guy, you know what? I'm not being pushed now one inch more. I'm tired of being pushed around. I'm tired of being made into nothing. I'm tired of being castigated and pushed down and offering up my manhood in order to identify with Satan's plan. I'm making my stand right here. I'm making it right now. I'll die right here. I'm in the Alamo. And I will make our stand against these Mexicans. We outnumber 25-1. We'll just die at the Alamo. Let's just die here, man. I mean, I'm not running. I'm tired of running.
I'm tired of compromising. I'm tired of trying to talk sideways to accommodate. I'm tired of trying to downgrade what I know is right to accommodate that which is wrong. I'm tired of compromising. I'm tired of trying to go along to get along. At some point, I'm making my stand for me. And when you stand up, God will stand up with you. And not until then. When you make a stand, he'll stand up with you. But if you don't ever stand up, he's going to let you get pushed around with the devil's finger in your chest, poking you until you say, look, I'm not going to be pushed not one inch more. Having done all to stand, I'm standing therefore. And you got to make a stand somewhere, or else the devil's going to walk up the front of you and down the back of you. The devil's plan for this world is to make you into a sodomite, to accommodate him and abdicate everything God has promised us, not able to receive a rhema to bring us life. If you want to instill life in you, you know what you need to do. I know this is real because I do it all the time. When you start getting weak and start feeling like, man, I'm running out of juice and tired, I'm depressed, I'm discouraged, go find you somebody to minister to and let that word flow through you. You know why? The rhema word coming out of your own mouth is what? A river of living water. And he says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If you got the word flowing out of you, you know what it's going to do to you? It's going to regenerate and revive you because you are flow for God's word. The reason why you get weak is because you become introspective. You start to look at your life and your kids and what my kid doing in my life, my finances, my world is falling apart. I'm nobody. And now you're depressed. I find myself a victim. You know the Lord. And be just telling the man, look, this is what you need. Because you're regenerating your batteries because you become a river of living water. Out of your belly shall flow a river of living water. You got to have that rhema not just spoken to you. It's got to be bubbling up out of you. It revives you. It recharges you. It edifies you. Rhema is spoken when you're praying in tongues.
Yes.
Because you're recharging your battery. The Bible says you're building up yourself praying how? In your most holy faith, you're recharging batteries. You got to learn, man, that the devil's trying to get you to shut up.
Yes.
So he can oppress you, depress you, oppress you, suppress you, push you down, have his foot on your head, pushing it all in the mud. And here you are drowning down in a mud pit because the devil got his old nasty hoof foot on your back. Man, you got to fight back, and you fight with the weapons in your mouth. The mouth is the weapon launcher. You can't sit here quietly with the devil, man. The devil will abuse you while you're quiet. Man, find some unsaved folk. Pray for some folk. If nothing else, stay in intercessory prayer. We got the prayer line every night. Folk won't even get on it. They just walk around. And you know, those people always got problems. Pastor Bryce, I'm going through a lot. You know, they took my car. They took my house. My husband left me. My boy's in jail. My daughter just told me she's a lesbian. And I think I'm going to get fired this week. They was having that pink slips, they said, on Monday. And everything seemed to be falling apart. What I'm going to do, Pastor Bryce, with those duck bill lips? You know what I tell them? Good. Now maybe you'll believe God. Got no problem because you're all into yourself. You've been slick your whole life, and you're still trying to be slick Joe and slick Jane. Man, when you abdicate self, you get free. Because your life is poured out into another person's life to save them. And God will double back to take care of you when you are poured out into other people's lives. Good is it for him to pour things into you that never pour out of you. He's looking to save other folks through us, not just give stuff to us, but through us. It's time for God to raise up a salvation army freed from the devil's vision for the world, a sodomite colony. That's the devil's plan for this world. Father, thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. Take these words and make them alive in the ears of the hearer and let them bring forth fruit 100-fold. We're bypassing 30 and 60-fold. We need 100-fold now.
We got to have a major return on the word, God, because we're at the end of the age. This world is falling apart, is unraveling at the seams. Only you, God, can intervene. We're not interested in show. We're not interested in being brilliant orators or dynamic speakers. We're not trying to raise up another stupid church. We don't need any more of this religious garbage. We need you, Jesus Christ, to come down here and make your presence known to man through your church as we present vessels fit for you to use. We need an empty vessel fit to be filled with the power of God sent out here to bring in the people that would be saved. God, endow us with power. Give us what we need financially. Give us what we need mentally, soulishly. Everything that's out of kilter, fix it. And then flow through us like a river. You can't put new wine in an old wine vessel. You need a new vessel. And God, we want to be totally refabricated and retrofitted to house God, to reach out to people who need you. The mind is a barrier. The mind is something about the mind that gets hung up in non-essential junk that's not even important. Make our minds abstract. Make our minds free-flowing. Get our minds unengaged from that which is not important. That we can have a mind always set on green to reach people. Always ready with a word in season. Always prepared to be used to bring healing, to bring a deliverance, to bring a manifestation of God. A mind that's just always set to be used by God. Not focused on self, not focused on our own problems, not focused on our own lives, but set to be used by God, because you've made us over, you've transformed us, you've made us into new creatures in Christ. God, come on. Let's get out of here. We're like somebody stuck in mud, quicksand. Let's just go. Let's just break the chains, break the fetters. Let's move into another place. Get some new, fresh people, some folks that mean business. Bring them from anywhere you got them hidden. In a cave, bring them out of the cave. Bring them out of the swamp. Bring them out of wherever you got them hidden. And let's just go. There are some people that will cross this Jordan River. Let's go with God. Let's get free. Let's make others free, God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's just do it. The Nike people even said, let's just do it. God, come on. The church is a disgrace before God, sitting up in a building somewhere listening to sermons. It's time to put boots on the ground. It's time for a new breed. Jesus, come on. You're a commander of armies. Raise up that army. Launch, seek, and destroy the devil and set captives free. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for this week. Stay in the word. Stay locked in, man, because you're forging out a vessel for God to pour himself through. What we see in front of us is not what shall be. Changes are afoot. Things are coming down the pipe. That God never stays the same. He operates whether they like it or not. A lot of people try to call your names like dispensationalist. God operates in dispensations. If the dispensation of Abraham, the dispensation of the law, a dispensation of grace, and then they try to go to seminary and give it a name. Oh, you mean to tell me you're a dispensationalist? What they really mean then is, oh, you believe the Jews are separate from the Gentiles and they got another way of being saved. No, they got the same way of being saved, but they're dealt with a different way. Everybody's going to be coming back to Jesus to be saved, but he don't deal with the Israelites like he does with us. As a matter of fact, see, he cast them off for a season to bring the Gentiles in. Then he's going to double back and get them again. But Jesus is still the Savior for everybody. So while you playing stupid, trying to be a seminary graduate and be deep, you're going to miss the train somewhere trying to read about the train. You got the train schedule. The train has come and left you. Now what time it come? You looking at the schedule. You better get on the train, man. Move downstream with God. Don't get caught up in the letter. Get in the flow of the spirit so you can be free. You need a rhema word in season. The Bible says a word in season, how good it is. You got to have a word in the appropriate season. Everything that's said is not said in the right season. What's applicable today won't be good for tomorrow. Remember, anything left out there, you remember they had to eat manna? Manna could be eaten right now in front of you for that day, but it ain't no good. Tomorrow's going to rot by tomorrow. So you got to have a word in season. The world is corrupting to the core. Once you get core corruption, you can't redeem that apple. See, if an apple's not corrupted to the core, you can cut off the corruption. And remember, it corrupts from the outside in. So you cut off what? The bad part of an apple. You still, well, I got enough apples still to eat. But when it's corrupted to the core, you got to throw that away, man. Every part is corrupt. The world has been slowly corrupting since Adam fell. It's corrupting. When it's over, God knows it would have corrupted to the core. I can't redeem nothing out of this. It's a damn planet. Nobody else going to get saved. Everybody hates me. Damn it to hell. Burn it up. It's corrupting to the core. You got to get your mind out from being discouraged and unhappy about it, or feeling like this is bad, or I don't feel nothing about it. I'm here to obey what I'm told to do. Anybody that chooses to go to hell, I told them. Yeah. See, my responsibility ends. My responsibility ends from telling them. If your kids go to hell, they chose to.
That's right.
Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, chicken, child, or duck. If you tell it, your responsibility ends. I'm not going to dive into the pit after them, I bet you. They drop into the lake of fire. I'm not going to dive in trying to save them. So why pretend that I am when I know I'm not? Tell them and then hear a rhema, because God might send you somewhere way across town to deal with folks. Don't have nothing to do with your relatives. You got to be able to hear and know who God is dealing with to be a vessel for him to use. Whatever else he does about life is God's business, not mine. Abdicate, relieve yourself of all that responsibility, and just obey what you're told. In Jesus' name. Remember Wednesday night Bible study, 7:30. Remember Dunamis Tabernacle. We're still wanting to see a base camp to launch these vessels into the battle and have a real good a line of supply for them. We need logistics. We need all the things necessary to sustain a force on the battlefield. And that's what we want to make Dunamis Tabernacle. Not just somewhere to come and sit, but a supply line to supply you with Bibles and whatever else you need on the battlefield to sustain a productive war. That's what it's all about, a base camp. Dunamis Tabernacle, support it, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Remember the conference, June 1st through June 4th, down in Florida, down at Palm Coast, Florida, just 28 miles north of Daytona Beach, June 1st through June 4th. Come on down. Remember the prayer line every night tonight, 9 o'clock p.m., 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. It's time to stop talking about it. It's time to be about it. Do mechanics that will move you into another paradigm in God. Go to another place in God. Don't worry about who else is going. You go. When fire falls in Sodom and when floods come to Noah's day, all I want to know is, am I on the ark? And am I outside the city limits? Because I don't want to be hit by it. Get yourself out. Make your calling and election sure. Work out your salvation for yourself with fear and trembling. Every man must bear his own burden. You are responsible for you primarily, and letting God use you to do his will. But you don't want to be found trying to hang on to that which God has damned. Man, you better make sure. Like Derek Prince says, if people don't want to change, don't waste your time. Stay out of the devil's filthy matrix. See you back here next week. Have a blessed week. God bless everybody. God save the king. Ain't that a saying in England? God save the king. No.